بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون، كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we will begin the day with the morning dua recommended by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that all of us will be blessed by Allah Almighty, the All-Seeing, the All-Knowing, till our evening, and from the evening we will keep on making dua so that Allah's blessing continue until the next day. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك. اللهم أدخلنا جنتك، اللهم أدخلنا جنتك، اللهم أدخلنا جنتك، وأجرنا من النار، وأجرنا من النار، واجرنا من النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله. All for those who are here today and those who are following us online, may the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon student of knowledge, seeker of knowledge, wherever you are. On behalf of the Muslim community in Colombo, Sri Lanka, they convey their warm salam to our Jama'ah. Yeah. We were there just yesterday, we are back home, yeah. Alhamdulillah, thing is getting better from time to time, and the Muslim situation is also getting stronger, alhamdulillah. Brother and sister, the dua that we have been reciting is always reminding us whether we should be happy or we should be sad. Now, happy and sadness is part of our fitrah. if a person said, I never feel happy before, I never feel sad before, also is wrong. It's another extreme. Yeah? Happiness is a gift from Allah. Sadness also is a gift from Allah. When we ask Allah Rabbul Alamin, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a, rizqan tayyiba, wa amalan mutaqabbala. It's very important for us to understand why this dua was recommended by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, living in this world, nobody can excuse themselves from seeking knowledge. Whether you like it or not, you have to seek knowledge. Seeking knowledge in Islam is from cradle to grave. وَدُلُبِ الْعِلْمِ مِنَ الْمَهْدِ إِلَى الْلَهْدِ. There is no end. The minute you stop seeking knowledge, then you will be left behind. Because the knowledge of Allah is unlimited. That's why you can see the changes from time to time. Yeah? From having very hard to communicate with one another when you're out from home, now wherever you go, you can communicate and you can stay connected with each other. But technology is technology. Yeah, technology of a smartphone bring the person who is far closer to you and bring the person who is so close very far from you. You know? That is the new technology. Yeah? In the meantime, brothers and sisters, when you said, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a, we always must remember, yeah, the opposite of this dua. The dua means, O Allah, we are asking Allah to increase in us, to bless us with knowledge that benefit us. That is the dua, the meaning. But when you do that, you must also remember about the next one, the opposite side. There is ilmu nafi', ilmu la yanfa', knowledge that benefit you and knowledge that do not benefit you. Most of the people today are wasting a lot of time entertaining things that do not benefit them. You get hooked into it. You don't know who you are talking with sometimes. Online, you don't know who is behind it. We keep on entertaining. And this is also information, but information that do not benefit us. Yeah. Then you say, O Allah, we are asking you for rizqan halalan tayyiba, good provision, good rizq. So when you ask Allah for good rizqi, you must always remember they got bad rizqi. Also rizqi, but not a good one. You got halalan tayyiba, and you have the haram as-sayya. There's always good and bad. The same go, happiness, sadness. You cannot escape from this. Then the third one we ask Allah, wa amalan mutaqabbala. Yeah, behind, you must always remember, they got amal mutaqabbala, meaning deeds that Allah accept and deeds that marduda, wa amalan marduda. The Prophet ﷺ said, man amila amalan laysa amrina fahuwa rad. Whoever do an act of worship that is not taught by us. Even your intention is good, but the Prophet never taught us. At the end of the day, the Prophet said, fahuwa rad. That deeds will not be accepted. It will be rejected. They got amal that is maqbool, accepted. Amal that is mardud, rejected. If you look around us today, if you go into the internet, a lot of Muslims who have good intention is doing a lot of things, a lot of zikr, a lot of salawat that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never taught us to do. But if you ask them, I have good intention, we have no doubts about that. That's why one of the greats called the teacher of the great Imam Shafi'i rahimallahu alayhi, Imam Malik said, Shaitan love people who involve in all this innovation, bid'ah, khurafat, more than a person who commit other sin. Example, lying, cheating, drinking alcohol, eating haram food, or committing adultery. It's a sin. There are some also major sin, but for shaitan, no big deal. Small matter for him. The thing that shaitan loves is for us to engage in all these azkar, zikir, amal, known as innovation, khurafat. Because the person who involved in all this innovation, they do not know that it's wrong. And they will continue doing it and promoting it to other people. Where the people who are sinning, like he knows it's wrong, who is drinking all the haram thing, she or he knows that it's haram, he will never promote, yeah, drinking this haram drink is okay sometimes. No, he doesn't say that. He knows it's haram. Lying is haram. Cheating is haram. Yeah. They are aware. Gambling is haram. They are aware. While they are committing the sin, they know that it is a sin. They are shy sometimes to let other people know. But people who do bid'ah, they will never feel that it is a sin. And they are going to promote openly. And they are proud to tell you this is good. This is something you should do. That's why you see there's so many activities going around. Yeah. And people who follow them is not just normal people. In all classes of the community is responding. And they get all the support. They got all the coverage and promotion. But people who do haram thing, I don't think anybody want to promote that. You don't see people do haram thing in the mosque. No. People drinking alcohol, anchor beer, have party, singing in the mosque. You don't see that. But with religion now is going in. Religion also now introduced music. They got drum going in. They got other thing going in. They got singing, but under the name Islamic. Nasheed. You see how dangerous when you go into bid'ah. And if you say it's wrong, they fight against you. They dare to challenge you openly, even they don't have dalil. So, brother and sister, when we talk about Islam, always remember, Islam don't belong to us. It belongs to Allah. In a deen inda Allah Islam. You cannot do anything and name it Islamic. No. When you say Islamic, it must be guided by the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not guided, you cannot say Islamic. The nearest term that you can use, part of our culture. Our culture, our tradition, we are used to it. Never use the word Islami. When you do that, it's like you are putting a new law. This is also Islami, where Allah said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have perfected my religion for you. Allah Himself is talking to us. I, Allah, have perfected my religion to you. I completed this religion for you, whatever you need from the day you're born until you die. I have made it very clear. The do, the don'ts, what is halal, what is haram. Everything I have shown you in the book, Al-Quran. Huda linnas, a divine guidance. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah says, indeed, we are the one who revealed the last revelation, the Quran. As a reminder, that's why we must read the Quran almost every day. And we do read each day when we perform your prayer, brothers and sisters. You never fail to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Every single day. And Surah Al-Fatiha keep on reminding us, seek guidance only from Allah. Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us all to the right way. Not just any way. Not my way, your way. No. Your way, O Allah. Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. And Allah said, this Quran, the final revelation, the final book. Allah said, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah called this book as a reminder, zikr. Sometimes Allah used the word Quran. Sometimes Allah used the word Furqan. Sometimes Allah used the word Huda. Sometimes Allah used Kitab. Sometimes Allah used zikr. Going back to the same book. Because Quran acts as a reminder. And Allah said, Wa inna lahu lahafizun. This is the only heavenly book that Allah said, we will protect the authenticity of this book. Nobody can make any changes to Quran. That is why wherever you go, Quran stay intact. You can go to any country. If they say Quran, you open, you see all is the same. Then why the Muslims are so different? Why? Quran is the same wherever you go, but the way we practice Islam is so different. What is happening to us? This is a sign that every one of us must think seriously. Quran is here to unite every race and nation under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But we are so divided. Why? Something is wrong somewhere. Do we feel sad about that, brothers and sisters? When you see the Muslim's problem, is getting bigger and bigger, when Islam is here to solve your problem. Who is the best sovereign than Allah? He knows everything. He knows you will have disagreement. You will always dispute with one another. He knows. What did he say? فَإِن تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرَدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولٍ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَقْوِيلًا. He make it very clear, when you encounter any disagreement, dispute among yourself, they're sure to, even we outside, inside us, sometimes we disagree, we are fighting. Okay, no, no, should I do this? Should I say that? No, no, okay. Yeah. We have this conflict. What did Allah say? When this feeling start to come to you, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ Alhamdulillah. Meaning Allah said, when you have any conflict, dispute, disagreement, back to me. Come back to me, my book. فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَأَنْ my Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ One book, one man, Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ Then you all will be one. Then easy for you to decide. But when you entertain left and right, then you get more confused. And that's why when we say, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, O Allah, guide us. We want to be guided. That's why we keep on asking, guide us. But are we following? Are we serious with our dua? If you're serious, then Allah is now showing us. He said, you ask me for guidance. Wa anna haza sirati mustaqima. Fattabi'u. You ask me for guidance. Now I reveal my book to one man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he is here to show you the way. He was sent to show us the way, not the ways, the way. And then Allah said, فَاتَّبِعُوا. You just follow him. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَ. Don't ever follow other ways. Allah said that. And then the Prophet wanted to make it easy for his companion to understand. He drew one straight line because they were in an open area when the ayah was revealed. And then he drew few lines on the right and left. And he explained, Sirati mustaqim. This is the right way, the straight path. When you are guided to follow this way, remember, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَا. Then he drew few other ways. Left, right. Don't follow other way. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَا. Because subul is the plural of sabil. What happened to all of us? We ask, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, but we follow other ways. That is our problem. We are not committed with our dua. Either we don't really mean it just for the sake of reciting. If you recite the Quran just for the sake of reciting, that is what will happen. That's why the first, second, third generation have no problem. They are minority, but they are solid. They are one. Strong. That's why the two greatest empire fall in the hand of Oman, Rome and Persia. Just an example. You are strong when you are united. If you are a majority but you are not united, you will be bullied, like what is happening towards us and what happened in the Middle East. Surrounded by Muslims, what is happening? Because everybody just think of themselves. We are not here to represent Islam. We are not here to represent the Ummah. We are represent ourselves. Brother and sister in Islam, it's important for us to understand, you know, when you make any dua, please, behind what you are asking, you must reflect. I want this, I do not want that. I want happiness. I don't want to be sad. But sadness is part of the fitrah. Do we commit sins every day, brother and sister? Yeah. When you commit sins, do you feel happy, good, or you feel bad? You feel sad or not? When you gossip about somebody, do you feel happy or you feel sad? Very hard to say, huh? But when people gossip about you, you know they are gossip. How you feel happy or you sad? Sad. You feel so sad. Why they do this to me? Why my friend is talking bad about me? Oh, you feel very sad. They backstab you, no? Oh, very, very heartbreaking, you know. It would be more sad when the loved one, the people who is so close to you, there is your spouses, husband and wife, are so close. Even the relation with husband is closer than relation father and mother. Your relationship with father and mother, you cannot sleep with them. At a certain age, call us, bye-bye, outside. You sleep another room. Even you love them still, they adapt. When you reach certain age, you should stay by yourself or sleep in another room because the father and the mother must have their privacy. And you cannot just come into the parents' room at three times without their permission. Yeah. Why? Because there is their privacy. Yeah. But husband and wife, you are very close. But how do you feel suddenly you're going to talk bad about your spouses? Do the media love to cover this kind of story? What do you think? Oh, the media say this is sweeter than honey. Yeah. Yeah. Hot news, they say. It's a sin, of course. We know that it's a sin. Now, today we continue under the subject, the evil consequences of sinning. Are we there now? Okay. The last class we cover about sleepless night. Everything that Allah created, there is always an opposite, day, night. Happy, sadness. Yeah? Good, bad. Healthy, then you got sick. Rich, poor. There's always an opposite. Yeah? Listed below are some of the evil consequences of sinning. Number one, a barrier developed between Allah and the evildoer. If you still commit sin, that's where your communication with Allah is being disconnected. To the extent the Prophet did mention, a believer, you are a believer. The minute you commit sin, your iman is out. That's why you can commit sin. And then you repent, iman come back. That's why they say iman yazid yanqus, increase, decrease. That is our iman. In the Quran chapter 83 verse 15, Allah is telling us the meaning, nay, surely they, the evildoer, will be veiled from seeing their Lord in the day of judgment. Allah just don't like to see you anymore. How do you feel, brothers and sisters, when somebody so important in your life don't want to see you? How do we feel? Very hurting, very sad. How do you feel you give everything for your children? And suddenly when the children grow up, they don't want to see you anymore. How do we feel? Yeah. Only Allah understands our feeling. We give everything, the love, everything they need. Now they got new partner, new friend. They don't want to see you. And that's why it's a great sin to Allah. If you keep on committing sin, it becomes great. Sometimes the sin is minor, but because you keep on, and then you talk about it, and that is worse, the Prophet said. Kullu ummati mu'afa. Kullu ummati mu'afa. All my ummah who commit sin, Allah will forgive us. The Prophet said. Because you have la ilaha illallah, you now commit shirik, you commit other sins, but Allah is there to keep on forgiving us. Illa al-mujahirin, except one group. So the companion is very alert about the saying of the Prophet, but they don't understand the term that the Prophet used, mujahirin. Who are this group who Allah will not forgive? First, the Prophet said, Kullu ummati mu'afa. All my ummah who commit sin, Allah will forgive. Then he continued, illal mujahirin. Except the mujahir. Of course, being the companions of the Prophet, who is very, very alert about every saying of the Prophet, want to know. They do not want to interpret by themselves. They want to know from the Prophet himself, who are this group? So the Prophet said, رَجُلٌ يَعْمَلُ سُوءُ ثُمَّ يُقْبِرُ. A person who commits sin secretly at night, example, no one sees except they and Allah. خلاص. But the next day, they are proud to talk about their sin. They go public. I've done this, I've done that. You know, I feel good. They don't feel ashamed, they don't feel shy at all. They dare to do a sin openly, commit a sin. It's like a person who drink alcohol, do all these things, but privately, Allah forgive them. I think even human law will excuse them. But now you do it openly and be proud of what you are doing. You are challenging the authority. What can you do to me? There are so many people involved in drug today. The drug pusher, the drug user, the drug promoter. But if you do it openly, when the police is around you, you do it openly, challenge the authority, what will happen? They'll come after you. They're not going to show you mercy anymore because you are challenging them openly. And if they don't do anything, people look at them. Oh, kalas. They have failed themselves as a reinforcement officer. Meaning they are not qualified to be in the force. And that's why lately you see the higher authority is coming after their own people. Why? Because the higher authority realize everything is failing because they are not doing their job. They have been corrupted. They are the supporter of all the wrongdoing. And there's people there to do it more and more. Yeah. The Prophet did mention again, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ قَتَّاعٌ وَخَيْرْ قَتَّاعٍ تَوَّابٌ. Every single children of Adam, when they reach the age of maturity, they are sure to commit a sin. That's why we are not angels. We are human and we are sinners. But then the Prophet continued, وَخَيْرْ قَتَّعِنْ تَوَّابٌ. The best among the sinners. Among the sinners, there's still a best. Not best in committing more sin, because they repent to Allah. They say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And they start to change. Yeah, Alhamdulillah. That is the beauty of our religion, to show us Allah is all-forgiving, merciful. But don't challenge Him openly. He knows that we've been human, we are not perfect. He knows. The same goes to all of us. You know the sin of somebody, but they do it privately. Don't expose their sin. Don't do that. Unless they dare to do it openly, then you can talk openly. Because they have to do it openly anyhow. You have to talk about it so that people will remember, people will learn. Don't do this. Don't be like him. Don't be like her example. Yeah. You have the right. If not, then there is no amal ma'ruf nahi munkar anymore. Yeah. That's why when we educate our children, taking care of the orphans, the poor, and the needy. Of course, we love the children to be like our children. We will have program, outing, bring them to enjoy life outside. Go to the park, go to the zoo, go to this, go to that, to be like normal. Sometimes we will arrange program more than we have been given by our parents. Our parents have no time at that time. But now we have so much time. So we are planning all these good programs to bring them to this area, to the library, and so organized trip. Our parents don't organize all this for us because they're very busy working day and night. Yeah. To make sure that there is food on our table, no? That we live comfortably. But then today, alhamdulillah, a lot of NGOs, we are doing that. We bring them from place to place, outing, camping, everything. Shopping, yeah. We go to the shopping mall, supermarket, hypermarket. But we are very careful with children. We know children, shaitan is working into everybody. So when they come home, we will call them to put everything, their bag, anything, one side. Then there will be somebody check, yeah, their body. They don't have anything except what is in their bag. Why do we do that? We want to discipline them. We know children is children. While shopping, something they like. They collect, but they don't put in the trolley. They put in their pocket. And sometimes it's thrill, you know, when they get through. They say, wow, I'm smart. They thought that stealing is something okay. So when we found things that they don't buy it, they don't pay for it, what do? We will call the manager of that supermarket. And we are going to bring this kid back. But we are not going to, we talk to them, please, their children. Their background, only Allah knows. They may came from a very poor background and they may have been doing this before coming to us. but nobody really helped them, educate them, remind them this is wrong. So we hope that the manager will cooperate with us because we want to pay. Since they have taken it, we want to pay. But we want them to come back to you and say sorry. And then we hope that you will forgive them. And then they have a good understanding with us. To the extent now, they don't want them to pay. It's okay. Take it. Alhamdulillah. So sometimes we have to be very careful when dealing with the poor and the needy. They are so used to it. Yeah? To take things without permission. So, among the sinners that Allah loves are those who realize they commit a sin and they ask Allah for forgiveness. Yeah, if you commit a sin, no one knows, and you are not children, we are not there to check on you, then may Allah forgive you. Yeah. Even when you want to change, you must have the right knowledge, like what I said just now. We want to help the children to change, but we cannot just call the people and arrest them. No. We talk to the owner so that we are going to come back. We want to educate the children to come and give it back and ask and say that they are sorry to do this. You can advise them. You forgive them. That's how we help one another. If not, you say, it's no big deal. How can you say not big deal? Stealing is haram, is sin. It's like what happened when people say, you know, children is being sodomized. And then you have some people say, one or two cases, no big deal. Even one is a big deal. How can you say no big deal? What kind of signal are you sending across? There is one that you know. Thing that you don't know. Haram is haram. You cannot say no big deal. You must send a strong message across. You cannot do this. Especially children is under our care. We must prove to Allah and to them we have amana. We are here to protect you, not to cause harm to you. When you can do this, it's no big deal. Then this kid will do more because it's no big deal. We set the bad and the worst example. And you use the word that you shouldn't even have to use at all. Don't ever say, silent is better. Let the authority decide. Call us. When we keep on pushing everything under the carpet, this is what is happening. No big deal. Number two, when a person perpetrates evil deed on a continual basis, he will become despondent, losing hope of being saved. He's used to it. Lying is very bad. Iyakum al-kazib, the Prophet said. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَحْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَحْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. Stay away from lying, because lying will bring you to sin. And the sin will accumulate, and later on, the sin will end you into hellfire. Is that where we want to go? Do we want to end our life being burned? We don't want that to happen. The evildoer often fall into a state of depression and anxiety. Those who keep on doing all these things, deep in their heart, they are not happy. Happy people don't keep on committing sin. Depression will happen, anxiety will. They are worried, they live in fear. people who do sin, they don't have peace actually. They are worried when people will know about my sin. Yeah. That's why in chapter 9, verse 110, Allah said, the building which they build will never cause or cease to be a cause of hypocrisy and doubt in their heart. It will never stop. Anything you do bad, that feeling is there. Being a person, you know, we have good feeling. We only want good to happen to us. The same to other people. Yeah. Number 4, fear permeates the heart of the evildoer. We shall cast terror into the heart of those who disbelieve, because they join other in worship with Allah. In chapter 3, verse 151, those who disbelieve, they also have a lot of problems that we don't know. Now, those who believe and are guided, they have a lot of peace. Example, Allah said, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innu qulub. By remembering Allah, be connected to Allah, your heart will rest. You can sleep very well. Because you know you don't cause harm to other people, don't cause harm to yourself. You're trying to be the best, and you're working toward to be the best. There's nothing for you to fear. You don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't owe people money and try not to give back. There's nothing for you to worry. But for those who have been doing all the bad things, it's just like what happened in the Middle East. Why they keep on bombarding? Why they keep on attacking their neighbor people? Why they do that? Why they build a wall between themselves? Why? Fear. They live in fear. Any one of us who have visited that country before? Yeah. You will know if you visit this country. The minute you land in the airport, you look that every time they keep on going around, check every corner, their security. Everywhere, all are fully armed. On obviously, people come into the toilet, washroom, dustbin, all the bin, they keep on checking open. Why? Why they do that? Fear. Because they are killing innocent people, they are sinning. They don't respect other people's right. So now their fear is there that people will kill them too. Give you one simple example. Today, anybody who visit China, China is a big country. You visit Japan, example. You don't have fear over there. Everything seems to be like Malaysia, alhamdulillah. Yeah. People can walk, yeah, anytime they like. But of course, you must be careful. Thing is changing sometimes. You know, our time before, our parents, they don't have this guard here, guard there, you know, security guard. They all are guards. Everybody work like one family. They have rukun tetangga. You know, remember rukun tetangga? When I was staying in the heart of the city, Selangor Mansion, at the time, yeah, in the late 70s, you have rukun tetangga program. That means all the neighbors from time to time, they have to work together. Yeah, and they get an off day tomorrow. Is part of the government's policy to make all the neighbors get close to each other and work together as a team to secure the environment. The only thing they are given to us is rotan, not the tiny one, the hard one. So we carry rotan, so we will go around, you know, all this area to make sure this area is safe. No bad guy will be around this area. Because we were given the authority to stop any suspicious person, ask them. So the neighbor get to know one another very well. Yeah. Ruko tendaga no more now. Now everybody want extra security, pay security guard. You have to pay for your security. So every housing estate today, housing estate, you can have security guard, security guard. Yeah? Only Allah knows best. Yeah? Things change a lot. So those who believe in Allah and they live according to the Allah's guidance, they have nothing to fear. Yeah? Number five, life become wretched for the evil doer. And life is full of worrying, hardship. When a person do anything wrong, they don't have peace. They pretend to have peace. They live in fear. Yeah? The heart of the evildoer blackens and becomes hard. If you keep on committing, it becomes more black spot coming in. And sometimes it becomes hardcore. Yeah? That's why the hardcore people come in. They are so used to it already. You know? And Allah said, "Fi kulubihim marad." Sometimes Allah did say that in their heart there is a sickness, and that sickness is not, yeah, become lesser; it become more and more marad. An evildoer face losses its light and become morbid. And for those whose face will become black, to them will be said, "Did you reject faith?" No, in the day of judgment, there are people who will walk towards, yeah, hell, or towards, the sinner always walk towards hell. They walk with their face. Yeah. They're face down on earth. People feel contempt for an evildoer, of course. We know the person is not a good person. We always stay away from that person. But if you know the person is a good person, we feel comfortable with them. We feel good with their company. Yeah? The worldly circumstances of an evildoer become straightened, and if only they had acted according to the Torah, the Injil, and the Gospel. Injil is the Gospel, and what has now been sent to them from their Lord, the Quran, they would surely have gotten provision from above them and from underneath their feet. Allah is telling us if they would just follow what was revealed to them in the time of Moses, what was revealed to Moses with Torah, in the time of Jesus, what was revealed to Jesus, the Injil, in the time of Prophet Muhammad, and what was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, the Quran, if everybody will follow. Yeah? Then Allah promised all these believers, you don't have to worry about your provision, your rizqi, brothers and sisters. Of course, you work for it, but you don't have to worry. Because Allah has informed us from the beginning of our life. You know, there was a time, a tradition, that people are not ready to have children. When they got children, they killed the children. They buried their children alive. They're not ready for that. The modern way is abortion. When they know they are pregnant, they are not ready. So they go for this kind of exercise they brought the children. And some, after they deliver, because that also you have to spend some money, you got to pay. When nobody is there to help you, colors. If somebody will help, they say, okay, you don't throw, you don't abort. You better deliver, then we will take over. And that's why you have this group of people who try to save the baby. And these young people, they just have fun, happy day. Suddenly, the girl is vomiting. Now the girl is feeling the pain and is worried. She's not married. To go for abortion, you need money. Then somebody say, okay, sin is sin, but the children do not commit a sin. You don't destroy another life. So they will help you to deliver the baby, and after that, bye-bye. You don't want to know about that baby anymore. That's why you have a lot of adoption scheme. What did Allah say? If people who fear to have children out of hunger, poverty, what did Allah say? وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ. Allah is talking to us. Don't ever kill innocent children, baby, out of fear of hunger. Why Allah said, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. To the parent now, Allah is talking, we are the one who provide for you and also for them. You survive until today is because we provide the rizqi for you. Allah is talking to the parent, to the adult, we are the one who provide for you. Remember that. And if Allah ordained that this child is going to be born, we will also provide for them like how we provide for you. You don't have to worry. لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. The fear that, oh, I'm not ready, I don't have money. The fear towards that also, I will say, no. إِنَّ قَدْلَهُمْ كَانَ قِطَعًا كَبِيرًا. Killing innocent baby is a big sin. Where in the day of judgment, the children will ask Allah. And Allah is going to ask, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. What sin that we have committed that we don't deserve to survive? We were killed. For what? They also have right. So Allah said, if you follow, have faith in Allah Almighty, the Creator, and Ar-Razzaq, He is Ar-Razzaq, the Provider, then I will provide for you. The one that will shower this earth with rain is Allah. And when rain comes, this earth will become fertile. Veggie, fruit, everything is going to come up. You will survive. Animal kingdom also survive. How about human? We are better than animal. Yeah. We know the fear, the worry about, oh, we are going to suffer. But Allah said, I will provide. The world today is so corrupted because you have this system, the capitalism system, they exploit. Exploitation. They are not ready to share with other people. Greediness. Everything is enough for everybody. Just everybody have to make certain movement. Likuli harka barka. Every movement, there's a blessing. Don't give up hope. Do your level best. Do Malaysian, our country here, as Malaysian. Do Malaysian experience there's no job work for them? Is there a lot of Malaysian that is jobless? Yeah. Is that a lot of foreigner working in this country? Yes. Foreigner have work. Local, no job. Strange, huh? Something is wrong. We would love to employ the local. Yeah. We would love to have local helper, local maid, cleaner, correct? Because our own people. But it so happened the local, they are pampered. All the local want to be boss. That is the problem. You will be boss one day. Don't worry. Somebody will be under you if you work hard and then your status has been upgraded. Then you become somebody and the newcomer will have to listen to you. That is how life is. Just do what you have to do. That's why when they say we have no work, no job, I just can't believe in that. Now you go to many areas, worker needed, waitress needed, wanted, all wanted, you know. They are looking for worker. Now you have people, I have no job. Astaghfirullah. Number 10, the wrath of Allah decrease in fate and calamity. All of these are the lot of the evildoer. The anger of Allah, a decrease in fate and calamity, all of these are the work of the evildoer. When anything wrong is happening openly, if you have authority, you say nothing, you do nothing. When Allah is going to punish you, He will send the punishment to every one of us. Not only to the evildoer. Anyone who knows what is wrong, is happening in front of you and is in your house, you have the authority to stop it. In the neighborhood, you have the right. Call the neighbor to sit down there and talk about it, and we do together for the safety of our neighborhood. If you don't care, this is not my problem. You just think of you yourself, okay? When something is going to happen, you will be the one that Allah will hold responsibility for. Because you know, they may not know. They thought it's normal. Then Allah will send, even when the angel who is going to send down and brought this calamity or any azab, they will hit so-called a good guy but very selfish. I don't care. I don't see, I don't hear anything. You cannot pretend you don't know. You have to do something. Yeah? They said, a lot of bad thing happen, evil thing happen, if good people do nothing. They are good for themselves. They don't care about others, the environment. Yeah? So whoever allowed this thing to happen, they are allowing the anger of Allah. They are inviting the anger of Allah Rabbul Alamin. But if you have done your part, if something bad going to happen, Allah who love you will trigger that you are out from the environment. Suddenly the azab come down, but you are no more there. You travel to some place, you visit some other family member. Now this thing happened over here. Allah will protect you. Remember the story of Saleh, the story of Lut, the story of Noah, the story of Moses and his people. Allah saved them. And the bad guy is coming, Allah destroyed them. Allah saved Lut and his follower, called them to leave this city because Allah is going to send an azab. Yeah. But on their hearts is the rand, covering of sin and evil deed which they used to earn. Yeah, because our heart is covered with a lot of black dots. And you will see by yourself. The other ayah, Allah said, and they say, our heart are wrapped, do not hear or understand what Allah's word is. That's why when you talk to somebody who considers themselves Muslim, Allah is saying this, not me. I'm not calling you to follow me. This is Allah's word. This is the saying of the Prophet. You will experience those who consider to be a believer who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad, they don't care. Whoever respond, they don't care what Allah said. What they only care about what they want to do. They care what their scholar want them to do, not what Allah want them to do. A good scholar is very different from just a person who you think he is a scholar, but he was not a scholar. A good scholar, when people keep on praising him, doing so, worship him, he will stop them from doing this nonsense. Our prophet, who is better than him? When people start to raise up, stand and respect him, he called them to sit. Don't praise, overpraise me. Like how people overpraise Jesus. Now Jesus is no more the son of Mary, but he is the Father, the God and the Son of God. That is our prophet, the best of people. When people, of course, people love him, honor him, but he controls them. That's why when he was going to pass away, he reminded them. If I pass away and you want to visit my grave, don't treat my grave like a what? Like a place of festival. Don't make my grave like a place of festival. Coming and doing all this nonsense. No. Just come, give salam, move. You need to make dua, face Qibla. Don't face his grave. No. Face the Qibla. You are asking Allah, not me. And Allah said to Prophet Muhammad, Innahu al-mayit. Wa innaka al-mayit. People before you, all the prophet, they have passed away. They are dead. The same, you will experience death. Meaning, they are no more here. It's just, and then the prophet said, when you want to ask anything, first is billah, ask directly to Allah. Okay, the adab of asking Allah, you make bismillah, alhamdulillah, salawat, and then you ask Allah. Not asking me, help me, help me. Help, ask Allah to help you. But today you can see a lot of people self-claim to be, only Allah knows. People start to praise them and they love to be praised. suddenly they are not walking on the earth anymore. Yeah? If possible, they don't want to walk anymore. They want people to carry them. Anywhere they move, they start to put their hand like that. You know? And people come kiss, not kiss for free, kiss and some money come in. Kiss, something come in. You don't go to the karamat for free. The caretaker is telling you, huh, you want nazar, anything that Allah will respond to your dua, throw something inside. Yeah. Your wishes must also come up with something. True. If you keep on throwing ringgit, there's no power in your dua. You must grow 50, 100, huh? Then they'll make longer dua for you. Oh, mujibu da'wa. So you're so carried away. This thing will not happen in the time of the Prophet, in the time of the companion. None of them allow any of the nonsense to happen to their grave. But look at what is happening around us. All that is haram, by using Islamic term, then you make it halal. May Allah protect all of us from this. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, we have been learning about our religion. Every Wednesday, we are talking about how to overcome sadness. Don't be sad. But if you commit something wrong, you should feel sad. Yeah, and try to work out how to overcome the mistake. All the wrong feeling you have, you feel sad. You must overcome. Don't let it stay too long inside you. As long as Allah gives us the help, the knowledge, we are here to help anybody who needs any help. And be ready to help yourself and be ready to help your fellow friends. Yeah? And that's how we move on. As long as we feel for each other for the sake of Allah, Allah's mercy and blessing will be with us. Inshallah. Yeah? We have been traveling heavily because of that. There's so many invitations, so many group of people need our presence at certain time, certain area. Even we are there for a very specific mission, but then when people are aware we are there, people is starting to arrange. As long as we have the energy, we'll never say no. We hope all of us who are here have the same spirit. Never say no to anything that is good. Do your level best. For those who have been helping one another for the sake of Allah, may Allah grant all of you rewards abundantly, and may Allah increase your risk, your health, and may Allah protect us from having a lot of challenges and trial. Ameen. Now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any question online? Online, any question? No, not yet. Any question from our brothers and sisters? Anywhere, Fadal. Anywhere I go, I say questioning is the key of knowledge. Nothing to be ashamed. Faddal.
Assalamualaikum Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Assuming we have done something wrong and Allah is angry with us, let's say that we have done a sin, whether it's not necessarily a big sin, but you know, something which He has asked us not to do, but we do it inadvertently. Would we know if we, after we tawbat or we ask for forgiveness from Allah, would we know how would we know whether Allah has already forgiven us?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Naam, alhamdulillah. It's a very interesting question. We acknowledge our sin. We know there is a sin. Then we are asking Allah for forgiveness. How can we know that Allah has forgiven us? We should have that yaqeen. Allah never break His promise. Allah said to us, قُلْ يَا إِبَدِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah is talking to us through His Prophet. He sent this ayah, قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّد, say, tell the people who have committed sin, the sinners. Allah is talking to us. Tell the sinner, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never give up hope with Allah. Let them know, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I, Allah, love to forgive, and when I forgive, I may forgive all their sins. So what is the difference between a believer and non-believer? Because we believe. That's why we call ourselves a believer. As long as you do what Allah wants you to do, you must have the yaqeen. Allah is all forgiving. That's all we have to feel. We must build the yaqeen. But don't over yaqeen. So that you keep on doing, you keep on forgiving. The worry that we have is the ending part. The minute you commit the sin, you don't have the chance to even ask for forgiveness, then the angel of death visit you. That is a bad ending. But if you manage, alhamdulillah. But who knows when we are going to die? So when you know that you have committed something wrong, you quickly ask forgiveness and you make a migration. And the best thing to do after you ask Allah for forgiveness, follow up with righteous deeds. Man taba, that's why Allah said, man taba, whoever repent, stop doing what is considered sin, wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. You do not just stop sinning. You recharge your iman and follow up with righteous deeds. The more good thing you do, may Allah help you to minimize the sin. In Surah Hud, Allah said, "Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyat." The good deeds that you always engage in will help you to erase the sin that you have committed. So do not just astaghfirullah only, lip service, but follow up with good deeds. Give you one simple example. You have sinned towards a brother or the sister by what? By talking bad about them, gossiping about them. You know it's wrong. But enviness, jealousy, you don't like. Something in them that you dislike. So you try to humiliate them, belittle them. How to stop? You stop, don't talk. I make a mistake. He's a good brother. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? Talk good about them now. No? Last time you talk bad, now you talk good. Because he may have some bad thing, but no one knows except you, because you were bad too before. So bad and bad member. Suddenly he changed. You are changing first, but later on he also changed. So you cannot keep on cursing him. That guy, I know him. I'm very close with him, 40 years long. But he may have been changing here and there without your knowledge. Oh yeah, try to recall the good thing of that person. He's a good person. I knew him. Nobody is 100% bad, correct? Can you get a 100% bad guy? What do you think? Have you come across a guy who is 100% bad? Everything they say is wrong. No. Sometimes they say something right, something wrong. They always have good and bad. Focus on the good things. So you talk good about them and pray for them. Because if Allah said, don't give up hope in me, tell them not to give up hope and believe that I am going to go forgive. If I say I'm going to forgive, you don't believe in me. You should have that belief. Especially if Allah is telling us. Like what the Prophet said, every ummah, if they sin, Allah forgive them. Kullu ummati mu'afa. So we must have that iman. Yeah? Inshallah, you will feel. Allah will give you that feeling. It will come to you. Yeah? There are certain things, yeah, Allah will just trigger to that person. You feel good. You feel at ease. You feel peace. Then now you stop talking about him. No more talking bad about that person. Khalas. And that's how you move on. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah. Don't worry. Allah's promise, he never break his promise. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْرِفُ الْمِيعَاد. When Allah promised something, he never break his promise. Yeah. The only thing Allah said to us that he will not forgive, only one. Whoever die committing shirk, I will not forgive. That's what Allah said. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. Allah said that. Whoever die committing shirk, worshipping someone beside Allah, Allah said, I will not forgive him. And his place confirmed hellfire. Ma'wahun nar. And these people, Allah consider what? Zalimin. They make zulm to themselves. You know, how can I created you? I give you everything. I inform you about me, Allah said. And you keep on worshipping other than me. If that is your choice, okay? Nothing from me. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ. You have committed zulm to yourself. There's no helper in the day of judgment. Nobody can help you. Other than shirk, alhamdulillah. There's one hadith. If anybody come back to Allah with an ocean of sin, do our sin reach ocean? Alhamdulillah, not yet. Ocean of sin, then everywhere you go, you commit sin. You know, you never leave a place without committing a sin. No, we are not that bad. Yeah. So, but the best way to make ourselves feel good after you ask Allah for forgiveness, follow up with righteous deeds, amal saleh. Then you must have peace. Yeah. Don't worry about what the shaitan will whisper. Allah, you think Allah forgive? You hardcore person, don't worry lah. Carry on, carry on. Be a man, you know. Cool, you see. No. What is wrong is wrong. I have to admit. That's why the istighfar that the Prophet taught us, there are many. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah alazim alazi la ilaha ilahu al-hayyum qayyum wa atu. The Prophet taught us. But then he taught us sayyidul istighfar. Meaning the best istighfar. The master of istighfar. And that is, most of the Johorian memorize this. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. Khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayhi wa abu'u bi zambi. Faghfirli fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. This is called Sayyidul Istighfar. Because this istighfar starts by we acknowledging who is Allah. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. You are the one who created me. There's none except you. I acknowledge that. Anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. You are the one who created me, provide for me, who gave me everything. You acknowledge that. Wa abu'u laka bi ni'matika. I acknowledge all the blessing that I have until today. I'm surviving. I can eat, I can drink, I can sleep, I can see, I can hear. It's your blessing, O Allah. You acknowledge everything that you enjoy today is from Allah. Wa abu'u laka bi zambi. And I acknowledge my sin. This is where it comes in. You yourself must acknowledge that it is a sin. Faghfirli. It's like you make mistake with somebody. What do? Approach that person. I'm sorry. So simple, sorry. Nak cakap sorry pun like a lorry. Berat. Why? Ego ke? I know we have ego, but just be humble. Nothing wrong at all. Say, I'm sorry, I just say something just now. It may hurt you. You feel so relief. You feel relief. Inshallah. Yeah? That's why the Sayyidu Istighfar is powerful. You acknowledge your sin. If you don't acknowledge Allah, no. To Allah, you can't hide. To human, you can hide. Of course, if you say something wrong and that person don't know, you gossip about that person and he don't know, you don't go and tell him. You just stop and ask Allah forgiveness. That's how you move on. Don't go and tell him. Hey, I want to be very transparent with you. No, you are, we are good friends. No, you know, I've been talking bad. Ah. Ini macam. Not good. You don't do that. Think that people know. Unless if they heard from somebody. That's why don't entertain hearsay. If you heard from somebody, you say, hey, that friend talk bad about you. No lah. I know him for so long. Yeah, you don't know behind your back. Then you have all the right. If you want, ask that person. You don't go and entertain this whispering. You have the right. Okay. One day I'll ask him. Assalamualaikum, sister, you know. I just want to check with you. Yeah. I heard that somebody is saying, no, that's not it. You don't have to name that person. I heard somebody was saying that you did say about me so and so. Now, if a person who is sincere, they say, I'm very sorry. I don't know. The slip of the tongue, I don't know why. But I have stopped. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Because the person who like to spread the news to you from somebody, you remember, he will also spread what you say to another person. Rumors is like that. So you'll be alert, more alert in the future. Yeah. That's how we move on, brothers and sisters. Any last question? Naam. Sister.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Can you please define tawassul?
Tawassul? Tawassul in the time of the Prophet, he did allow. When you want something from Allah and you don't have that confidence that Allah will respond to your prayer, sometimes the Prophet said, go and look for Abu Zar, call Abu Zar to make dua for you. That is called tawassul. You go to another person. But the person must be alive. The tawassul that we have today, you go to the dead person. That is not from the Prophet at all. And yet the person is good. Even like, who is better than the Prophet? You just give salam. You go to any grave, the baqi, the companion was there. Assalamu alaikum ya ahla kubur. Make dua, you make direct. Fasta'iz billah. Anything to do with Allah, you go direct. That's how we save ourselves from shirk. Do you think that person can help you? The dead person no more. Everything stop there when they die. You know the Prophet said, when a person die, everything stop. Thing that benefit them, not what is happening now, is what they have done before. They have property, they donate their property, they walk off, they give sadaqah, and people make use of the property to do good project, he get the reward. Sadaqatin jariyah. Knowledge that you have learned, you share with your close friend, your family, and they are practicing what you have shared with them, you get the reward. Because it's your effort. You pass down the knowledge. And children, righteous children, it's your asset. You are the one who educate them, yeah, coach them, feed them, remind them. Now they become righteous children. Their prayer will not be rejected. But to go to a stranger, Tawasan, that neither he know you, you also never been his student or anything. So there's nothing you can do. You give salam to them, yes. They need more help from us. Even the Prophet, whoever visits his grave, he just says salam, khalas. You see Abu Bakr give salam, ya Abu Bakr, Omar, salam alaikum, ya Omar, khalas. No, ya Abu Bakr, please help me. I have this problem, A, B, C, D. Oh Allah, with the barakah of Abu Bakr, none of this was practiced. Today, tawassul is very, very dangerous. And sometimes the term tawassul can be used. You do something good. You do something good. And you say, oh Allah, if what I've done is good, yeah, you accept it through these good deeds of mine. So you tawassul with the good deeds. You can do that. That was allowed by our Prophet. Your own deeds. Yeah. You remember the story of three men. They were traveling, suddenly rain, so they went into a cave to get shelter. Suddenly, when the rain stopped, a rock, big rock, fall down and close the cave. They cannot come out now. So what do they do? Through their deeds. They say, oh Allah, the first guy, I have done this for your sake. If you accept through these good deeds, please open, move the rock from the cave. The rock move a bit. But nobody can come out. It moves just to see some light coming in. Now the second guy make another prayer. He say, oh Allah, I've done this. If you accept, oh Allah, please save us. You move the rock. And the rock move again. But still, they cannot come out. Because their good deeds is limited. They do some good deeds, but very little. So Allah is responding. The third one have more deeds. He said, oh Allah, I've done this. If you think that what I've done is something acceptable to you, with these good deeds, oh Allah, you just move the rock and that has come out. The rock completely moved. And you can tawassul through your good deeds. So that's why Islam encourage everybody who have the opportunity to do good deeds, do. Here you do not just, next time may not come. That's why anything good, fastabiqul khairat. Be hasten. Yeah, don't delay. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah, that's how the tawassul. Naam, last. That is not tawassul. You don't use the word. You just make dua directly. Anything to Allah is direct. Yeah, fad'uhu lahul asma'ul husna fad'uhu. This beautiful name belongs to Allah, so you just call Him directly. You don't have, that is not, the word tawassul don't apply for that. Tawassul is other than Allah. This is talking about His attribute. They use the term. That's why sometimes the problem is we misuse the term and people are confused. Yeah, perantaraan. That means you direct to Allah, there's no perantaraan. You see? Yeah. Tawassul is perantaraan. Your good deeds, perantaraan your good deeds. Yeah, that's how we move on, inshallah. To all the brothers and sisters, those who have been attending our courses, alhamdulillah, don't forget those who have never been attending our course of solar, perfecting my solar, this coming Sunday. No. Not this coming Sunday again. The next Sunday, 18-20. On the 20th. I think on the 20th will be our Salat course again in English. Yeah, 20th. So please don't forget to join, register yourself, or encourage your friend who have now been to our Perfecting Our Salat course so that they will not miss the opportunity. Yeah? And may Allah bless us. May Allah guide us, brothers and sisters. And may Allah forgive all our wrongdoing. May Allah forgive all the sin that we have committed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us, give us more opportunity to do good deeds so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with what we do and He will keep on forgiving us. آمين وبالله التوفيق والأقل دعوانا والحمد لله بالعالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.